certainly the game's well advanced, partly to do with the fact the good over rates from both sides, but particularly from Shropshire. And as a result, we've sort of got ourselves into a good position and set things up nicely, or hopefully nicely, for tomorrow all day.
You must have been pretty pleased with the first innings performance.
To be honest, a bit disappointing, first of all, with the batting. We've got ourselves into a really good position. David Excel and Ben Stebbings had started off wonderfully. I think they put on 160 for the first wicket. And when you're 160 for naught, you're sort of looking at certainly 350, 400. I mean, they'd both in good time as well, and sort of thought that we could really kick on from there. So disappointed and especially frustrated that we didn't manage to get our full batting points, because I think that's very criminal, given the start that we'd had and the wicket as it was. And then they started off pretty well as well with the bat, but certainly just before lunch and certainly just after lunch, we've come back into the game. Then we knew we've got to bat well to certainly reduce the deficit down to nothing, which we've managed to do, and sort of gone on from there, really.
Mr. Antshead in good touch again with the look of things?
Yes, I mean, he's done wonderfully for us all season so far, and nicely poised on 96 not out overnight, and sort of, as is often the case, certainly when it comes to sort of the third day of a game and the match is poised like it is, then it's important that him and I bat well in the morning and hopefully get us off to a good start, and then can sort of set the tone for us for the day, really.
And presumably, I mean, by the look at the scoreboard tells me the runs have been flowing a bit at Bridge North for both sides. So in your own mind's eye, what would you, what would you want to leave them, so to speak, to chase?
Yeah, I mean, I think really it's the wicket will turn, certainly, tomorrow. I mean, it's turned on the first day. There isn't a great deal of help for the seamers, so it's going to be difficult to bowl them out. And the difficulty is that it's a very free-scoring, quick-scoring ground. The outfield's quite quick, and certain boundaries are quite short. So it's going to be difficult to work out exactly what to set them. But ideally, sort of be looking for them to have a longer chase and obviously a bigger target. So sort of maybe sort of 340, 350 in sort of 70 odd overs. But I think by and large that depends how we bat in the first hour tomorrow. If we can have a good start and sort of the runs start coming, then that might be the case of what we're looking to do. But if it turns out to be a bit more difficult than that, then obviously we'll have to reassess as and when.
Yeah, it's the old captain's dilemma, isn't it, really? You want to leave them something that's attractive enough for them to chase rather than just sort of stonewalling for their innings, really.
Yes. I mean, the way that they started in the first sort of gave an indication of probably how they'll play in their second innings, and they got off to a flying start. And the last thing you want to do is leave yourself short, and then they get off to a big start, and then you're always playing catch-up. Hopefully, we can play the cricket tomorrow whereby we can dictate the terms during the day, but obviously still, as you say, keeping them interested, because I certainly think that it's a wicket that we need them to be interested to be able to bowl them out. It's sort of, as you say, catch 22.